This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Busy weather aftermath day with the power and such. We're going to chat with Lynn Helms from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources momentarily about the latest numbers in oil and gas. You know, have we got the MDU gas on, Mark, on Daniel? Okay, great. We'll also get an update on the power outage situation here as well on the program. I was going to tell you, but I'll save my comment about Lynn Helms in our conversation to in just a moment about why it's important to listen to that as well. Mark Wagner from North Dakota State Services will be here as well today. And also more of your questions or comments. We're getting a number of texts as well today about questions related to power outages. You can text us. We'll get you the answers best we can here on the show, 701-237-1590, or call us at 701-258-0550. Texting us at 237-1590.
All these numbers.
Good thing Kevin isn't here today or he'd be yelling at us. Let's see here. Mark Hansen is here, Senior Communication Specialist with MDU. Mark, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on this morning.
So MDU started serving customers when? How long has MDU been around?
We've been serving electric customers since 1924, natural gas customers since 1926, so we've been at it for a while.
And did I see you say in the entire history of MDU there's not been anything like you're facing right now with the power outages and the down power poles and the situation on the weekend? Is that a good, correct assessment?
That, to the best of the memory of people have tried to tap, you know, that have been around for a while, it's unprecedented. The extent of the damage and how widespread, something we haven't seen before.
Wow. Let us know what you're, what do you want folks to know right now about the situation as we find ourselves here this morning?
Sure. I can tell you that yesterday at our peak, we had about 18,000 customers out. As of this morning, we're down to 2,200. So, you know, crews made great progress yesterday. The outages extended from, like, Lemon, South Dakota to the Canadian border. You know, today crews are working around the Williston area and kind of along that Highway 2 corridor between Williston and Stanley. You know, with good luck, hope to get all those communities out along that corridor. But that north of that is where the extensive damage is really prevalent, and the conditions up there are really rough with how much snow happened. You know, we're looking at probably at end of the week before we get the bulk of those customers on, and it could extend a little longer after that, depending on what we find.
What kind of damage do you have to infrastructure as a result of this latest storm?
Yeah, from what we've seen so far, we have hundreds of cross arms broken. We have miles of poles down, and you know, we haven't been able to see everything yet. We just couldn't get access, and we wanted to get a plane up yesterday, but icing issues were a concern, so that plane should be up now or, well, this morning yet to get some aerial surveys of our transmission line up there, and we'll see if we have, you know, more extensive damage than what we're anticipating or if it's kind of in that ballpark. Just don't know. We haven't been able to even take a look at some of it.
A lot of folks also wondering, I had a great email from somebody who said, I was in Florida and Virginia after hurricanes hit the East Coast several times. Every single event I saw power utility crews, including from North Dakota, flooding in to help right away and then making their home weeks or even months after all the work was done. Is that sort of help flooding into North Dakota now? My question is to this from Dan. Thank you, Dan. Do you need any additional help to, I suppose, until you survey the entire amount of damage? Hard to know, but do you anticipate help from other areas? Are you being offered help from other areas?
Yeah, you know, for what we know today we have 15 crews kind of converging in that northwest corner, which is 3 to 4 people per crew. So we have 45 to 60 up there. And those are all our employees coming from other districts out of Dickinson, Bismarck, you know, Eastern Montana. But we also have a number of crews that are contracted companies that we work with that are up there as well. Once we get that aerial survey, we may reach out for additional help. We have more contract crews we can draw in from Wyoming, and we do have mutual aid agreements with neighboring utilities that we can draw on too. Don't want to, you know, waste their time if we don't need it, but after that aerial survey, when we can kind of assess that additional transmission lines that we haven't seen, we can draw in more help if needed.
Great, Mark. Appreciate the update. I know it's a busy day. Anything else you want to let us know? You want us to know before we let you go?
I just, you know, even between us and all the rural cooperatives, there's a lot of poles and wires down. So just, you know, people be safe. Just assume every line down is energized, you know, and stay away from those and don't try to do anything around those on your own. It's better to be played safe than take any chances.
No, makes sense. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Challenging weekend. Added to the list. Been an amazing run here. I just wanted to know that we'll get you the very latest information when we can here on What's on Your Mind. Lynn Helms is next up, North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources Director. Every month we get a chance to talk to Lynn about the latest numbers and the developments that are happening in the oil and gas industry. And you know what? This matters to every corner of North Dakota. Every road project, every, you know, water project. Right now we're looking at flooding, everything else, and there's always more projects in the queue. They don't get funded without oil and gas dollars. Education, same thing. So this matters to everyone. Lynn, appreciate the time. Lynn will be with us till the bottom of the hour. If you have questions or comments, 701-258-0550 or text us at 237-1590. How are you, Lynn?
Great this morning, Scott. Thanks for having me. Very difficult times out in western North Dakota this past week. And we've got information, a little bit of information on the impacts on oil and gas. And as one might expect, without electricity and without access to the sites, there are some incredible problems taking place out there. So, you know, we had the blizzard 2 weeks ago that lasted for 3 or 4 days. And we estimate that production dropped off about 25%. We had recovered a little more than half of that. And then what happened over the weekend happened, and it looks like our production could be off as much as 50% with no real estimate of when that's going to come back, but it's highly dependent on electricity getting back up to those sites. And you saw the pictures of those rural power lines down, and so that's going to take some time. Maybe on a positive note about that, the industry is so much better prepared than it was 11 years ago. We had that 2011 blizzard and weather, as you recall. And in that blizzard, we had 22 reportable spills. For the month of April of 2011, we had 49 total. And right now, in 2022, the blizzard 2 weeks ago, we had 3 reportable spills, all of them retained on site. And so far, out of this weekend, just 1, and it too was retained on site. So we went from an industry, you know, in 2011 that saw 49 reportable spills to 1 in 2022 with 6. And that's because industry has implemented, and some of it's permit stipulations, but they've got the capacity today to shut these facilities off and shut these wells off remotely, basically from their cell phone. And it has made just a tremendous difference. So kudos to the industry. They're going to have a tough time coming back from this, but they certainly will.
Yeah, and you look at the impacts of this latest storm. It's right in the heart of oil and gas country. So as you say, it just this is one of the things I think people need to realize is as much oil as there is in the Williston Basin, the Bakken, and the other formations, it is you know, competing constantly with other plays around the country, around the world, that don't have as extreme a weather. So this is one of the reasons that we need to take very seriously, you know, the business environment we have here, because capital, dollars go where they get the best return on investment. And if you know, there's a weather you know, a disruptor that they don't have in Texas, this is one of the reasons we struggle, you know, on the competitive edge, right, Lynn? I mean, this is just that weather costs money.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Scott. And so we have winter here. They don't have it in the Permian Basin, at least to any extent like we have. And so our policymakers and our legislature and our citizens need to be aware of that and make sure that we do all the things policy and tax and law-wise to counter that, that we can possibly do so that we can stay competitive for the capital. That needs
yeah, it
to
matters. It matters, and then you have obviously more of a flaring situation here than you do at other places as well. So we're going to break down the latest month of numbers and talk a little bit about the future, given the headwinds coming from the federal government and also obviously in a very high-priced market right now. How are those two doing for North Dakota when we come back with Lynn? Don't go away.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
MetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or a cappuccino, or a fountain pop, any size, 49 cents. MetroServe USA, big bag of the Old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99, salted nut rolls, 3 for $2, liquid ice energy drinks, 16-ounce size, 2 for $3.50, and a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. MetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. If that was ever a winter when you wanted to have a little oasis, a little paradise in your backyard or somewhere in your home, this is the year, and it's a wellness factory. It's not only, you know, some would say, hey, that's a luxury I don't need, but I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a luxury when it comes to your wellness and your immune system, and that's what you get. Yes, there's quality of life. You're better above the water, below the water. You know, the kids leave their cell phones plugged in the house, and you're out having a great time, actually having a conversation. I found that when our kids were growing up. It was great. It was the one place, and our daughter was home this weekend, and she's like, "Dad, let's hit the hot tub. Let's go chat." You know, I mean, it's just, it's great. Memories are made in those hot tubs. Same thing with the sauna, and you get the wellness benefits as well. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, can take care of you. Great financing. Get ready for summer with the splash pools. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Lynn Helms with us today, North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources Director. Just give me the snapshot on the latest numbers that we have and what that tells us for the future and how we're building here with these high prices, but also high regulation environment we find ourselves in, Lynn.
Yes, sir, Scott. So we're looking at February numbers, and it was just almost completely flat to January. As you recall, winter hit us about Christmas Eve, and January production was just slightly below 1.1 million barrels a day. We increased just under 600,000 barrels a day. So essentially flat with no change of production January to February. Gas production was up, and so we're continuing to see that as the Bakken is drilled out, the reservoir is depleting, and we're really trying to focus people's attention on enhanced oil recovery, which can change that factor and recover more oil. Keep in mind, we're only recovering about 85 barrels out of every 100 barrels that are in that rock, so there's a lot of potential there. But along with increased gas production, we did have improved gas capture. So our gas capture jumped up to 95%. And with the exception of a small area on the fee part of Fort Berthold, exceeded all of the commission goals. So we were really happy to see that with the gas capture up. Rig count is up. We're up to 38. So so we're knocking on that important goal of 40 drilling rigs. But to really grow production, we've got to push past 45. And so we hope to see that come. I will say this, oil and gas companies continue to talk about a slow growth curve, 1 or 2% per year in North Dakota, at least certainly for this year. Workforce problems are very severe. It is taking our one company that still has drilling rig iron in North Dakota that's sitting idle. It's taking them 2 months to hire and train a crew to bring a rig out of the yard. So, you know, you're looking at a best case scenario of a half a dozen drilling rigs every year. That means 2023 is going to be a much better year, more rapid growth. But overall, we think we're going to be pretty close to that 1 to 2% curve out through the next decade to 12 years. Very steady revenues, steady income, steady job growth. We're going to have to grow our own workforce here in the state, though. So kudos to our policymakers who have implemented this career and technical education program. That's going to be critical to this industry moving forward.
There is obviously enormous opportunity right now. You have Russian oil thankfully falling out of favor given what's going on in Ukraine and seeing the real Vladimir Putin here. The price is obviously high even before that situation, but are you seeing any signs of, a push to do more, or is this the headwinds of regulation still too much at this point to have any advantage for the oil and gas industry in the U.S. as a result of this current situation?
Yeah, so first topic first, we're seeing so much volatility in the oil prices, although they remain high. You know, today they're off almost $6, but still at $96 a barrel. And that volatility is all because all of the export-import pipelines or pathways are changing. As you heard, Vladimir Putin has said he wants to shift his oil and gas exports to the east, to Asia and India, and that's happening, which means that our friends and neighbors in Europe are going to need to import U.S. crude and U.S. liquefied natural gas. the industry is very much wanting to fill that need, but we are just not seeing any serious movement on the part of the federal administration. You heard last week that they are going to hold a federal lease sale. I'll say this, they're only offering up 1% of the leases that have been cleared for leasing in North Dakota, so 1 out of 100. And when we went through the list, there are 7 that are desperately wanted by our oil and gas operators that they've talked about in oil and gas hearings with us, and not one of those is being offered up in the next lease sale. So
I want people to understand what you're explaining here, because on one hand you're seeing on your TV administration officials saying, "Come on, oil and gas industry, you have these leases, get going." Well, leases are one thing, then you have to apply for a permit, and what you're saying is 1 out of 100 permits are actually being granted.
Well, that's exactly right, Scott, and when we look at the permitting process, it has more than doubled in time through the Bureau of Land Management and Department of Interior since 2019. So permits are more difficult to get, leases are more scarce, and even in this announcement that we're going to turn around and lease some of the land that you've actually asked for, they reduced that by 80%. They're only offering 1 out of 5 leases that were originally planned for 2022. So, I would characterize it more as window dressing than anything. The basic policies and hold back on U.S. fossil fuels have not changed. There's just some upfront window dressing being demonstrated to satisfy a few folks.
Bottom line is the industry needs to just tread water and survive between now and hopefully a change in the political landscape come November, right? I mean, there's nothing going to change. This is smoke and mirrors.
I would agree with that, Scott. It's essentially going to be treading water and maintaining cash flow and maintaining production and working on workforce with bigger plans for 2023 and 2024.
Half a minute left. Anything else you want to tell us, Lynn?
Well, we think that North Dakota has a really bright future. I was last week down in Bowman, North Dakota, and our first CO2 flood is underway. We are working very hard on CO2 capture projects here in North Dakota and on EOR for the Bakken. I absolutely believe that technology is going to be cracked and that we will find a way to get at that other 85 barrels out of 100. And that means a long, long, excellent future for the oil and gas industry here in the state.
Yeah, we got to keep our eye on that ball right now. While it's headwinds right now, the future is looking great. Good point. And enhanced oil recovery is a big, big deal, folks. It really is. Lynn Helms, thank you. Appreciate your time as always.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
All right, Mark Wagner, talking trust, coming up. Don't go away.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at abmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Emmanuel Macron has won France's presidential election, fending off a historic challenge from Marie Le Pen during Sunday's runoff vote. Emmanuel Macron addressed his supporters in front of the Eiffel Tower in Paris after early results projected him winning a second term by roughly 58% of the vote. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Monday after a visit to Kyiv that Ukrainian President Zelensky is committed to winning his country's fight against Russia and that the United States will help him achieve that goal.
We don't know how the rest of this war will unfold. But we do know that a sovereign, independent Ukraine will be around a lot longer than Vladimir Putin's on the scene. And our support for Ukraine going forward will continue. It will continue until we see final success.
USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Is the highway, isn't it? I've heard that. Twists and turns and good weather, bad weather, right? Yeah, very, very apt analogy there with this weather we have right now. Hello, everybody. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Scott Hannon here. Todd Mitchell, our super producer, Chris Larson, has been busy all weekend on this weather situation. Things are challenging out there in some places. I see that the city of Fisher, Minnesota, is preparing to fight floodwaters now. They're asking for residents to not use water unless necessary until further notice. Also an update, Steele County, 8 North, Highway 8 North of County Road 23 is now open. All right. Well, we like it when roads are opening, don't we? Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Texter says, can you make Bitcoin transfers when there is no power? Well, with a battery backup, right? With a generator, I guess you can, but.
If you have power and they have power, yeah.
Right, yeah. But,
I'm quite certain they're probably covering their butts when it comes to power, because that's a lot of money to lose in a hurry.
I would say this, though, that, definitely, obviously, you got to have these, server farms that would power the crypto mining, saying we need the power needs for those things are just like massive. So I'd love to know, like, maybe they just have to pause when there's no power because you can't possibly have enough backup generator to do that. I don't know. Be an interesting question. Or they
the same amount of power you're going to need at your home shortly, right?
Yeah. Why do you say that? Why my home? What am I doing at my home?
We gotta keep you up and running, Scott.
Server farm? You think I'm going to do my own little server farm? And, you know.
Well, who knows maybe what the future holds?
Maybe, yeah.
The success story of the Flag Family Media may propel you to that. Who knows? Maybe we'll be doing all our Bitcoin through you.
On the power front here, an emailer says, I was just going to suggest 1 second after, but then Scott said he'd read the book. Excellent book and very enlightening. You should mention it again. Well, you just did, Sid. 1 second after, Newt Gingrich actually wrote the foreword for it, but it's probably 10 years or more old. It's a fiction book, but based on an actual, it was written by a retired general whose job in the military was plotting out the U.S. response to an EMP attack, which again I think is electromagnetic pulse attack. And it is a weapon that the U.S. government sees as a particularly significant threat to the United States, because what it does is, it's like a bomb, but it's set off in the atmosphere, and it shuts down all the satellites, and basically cars that run on electronics don't work, cell phones don't work, power goes down, it cripples everything. And 1 second after, in the book, basically takes you through a town in North Carolina where this happened, And, you know, pretty soon people are shooting each other for food and insulin, and it's just, it's total chaos. So I choose to pray about these things rather than worry about, this happens, I'll have to do that or whatever. But it definitely makes you think. There's no doubt about that. It makes you think, makes you want to be prepared. And, you know, when you got, obviously, the instability the Biden administration has brought us, you think about these things. So, anyway, I would, if nothing else, encourage you to read the book. I'm not a big fiction reader. I don't read much fiction at all. But I read this one because somebody recommended it, and I was always think, oh, there's a reason I probably read that. I don't know. And I've been interested in this since. Senator Kevin Cramer has talked about a caucus within the United States Congress between House and Senate members where there's an actual EMP caucus, people that are, you know, in this space that spend a lot of time on it. So there's this isn't like some wild theory. You know, that's for sure. Anyway, trying to think if there's anything else I need to tell you here before. Oh, a texter said, I thought that Trump already indicated that he's done with Twitter and probably wouldn't be back even if Musk buys it and lets him back on. You heard that, Todd? I don't know. I don't know if that's the case or not. I wouldn't be surprised, but I'm guessing if Twitter gets fixed and it's no longer a tool of the left where voices are silenced if they're conservative and accelerated if they're liberal, my guess, I don't know, is that the conservative movement, Donald Trump and others, will embrace it in a new way. It's my guess. I don't know. But I had not heard that he said that. Maybe he did. Anyway, appreciate all the comments as always. Keep them coming. My friend Mark Wagner is here from ND Estate Services. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Scott. It's great to see you and see what your progress on your building is.
This it's
is
coming along. Coming
it is
along.
Amazing. If your listeners ever get a chance to come to Fargo Moorhead, they ought to swing by and say hi just to see this place.
Well, don't come yet because it's total construction chaos. But when we're done in June, we'll probably have a little open house. Everybody can come see
it. That would be a welcome event.
Yeah, if you travel I-29, you can see us right between Thunder Road and Border States. But we've got quite the project going on right now to expand what we do here. Mark is amazing. Mark is a friend and a smart, savvy business person and a trusted advisor for so much, but of all the guests we have on the program, I can say there's probably, a handful over the years where you constantly run into people saying, hey, what's that guy's number again? What's his name? I got to talk to him. And you provoke a lot of good conversations among folks. And I always say, you have a product you're going to talk about, obviously, to help people with estate services and setting up these trusts. But I think more than anything, what you're selling is, tools that can lead to a happy death.
Let me ask, some people
think it's an oxymoron to think happy and death, but you know, we all know we're going to die. This is the one when you can take that to the bank, right?
Yeah.
And so
just the sentence death, we're all going to die.
Right, we're all going to die, and there are happy deaths and there are really painful deaths where you're just like there's sons and daughters are fighting and right.
Chance for a claim is 100%. What wrenches my heart, Scott? When it's too young. Too young. I think last year we must have did 5 or 6 settlements. When we provide estate services, one of the things that we also provide for the family is settlement assistance. When there is a loved one who passes away, we actually meet with the family because oftentimes they're grieving. When people grieve, they don't behave rationally sometimes. And so they know what to do, kind of like the lights are on, but still nobody's home yet. They still think mom or dad's going to walk in the room, and they just need someone to say, okay, this is what we need. They need to have a checklist, and that's really what we provide. And so everything's taken care of, and if everything is properly funded in their trust, the trustees take it over, it's not a problem, not an issue. They just need a little bit of coaching and providing a little bit of assistance on that. And
there are people listening today. We have listeners all the time that are long, loyal listeners, and their family will say, hey, mom, dad never missed the show, but you should know they passed away. I mean, there are people listening today that will pass away. We'll lose listeners today. Thankfully, there'll be new ones born. They just will have a little while before they're actually calling us, Todd, or texting us. I don't know.
Presumably.
Now, I think. average age of a smartphone user, I think, is now 1.5 to 2, toddler size. But, you know, getting younger all the time. But my point is this. You just don't know. And that's why it's so important to. And I have to tell you, Mark and my wife and I sat down not long ago and started the process toward trust for our family. I'm 57. My wife is going to be 55 next month.
I'm next in line. I need to do mine, too.
And I'm telling you, questions Mark walks you through, the simplicity of the process.
Right.
We met with Chris Canelli, an attorney as well. His job isn't as big as yours.
He just takes care. When it comes to a trust, the attorney's portion, Scott, is only about 20%. And that's all he's in charge of. The other 80% that is involved in setting up a trust is all that, what I call funding. It's all the non-legal administration. And an attorney can still do that, but if they do that, they'll still bill you at $300 to $500 an hour. And you're walking out of the gate with a $5,000 to $7,000 bill. When people use us, this is true. This is so true. We can easily save families anywhere between 30 to even well over 50%. I do it. I see it all the time. They call me back and said, okay, Mark, let's go. And not just that, but just like when you buy a car, the purchase of the car is one thing, but the service is a whole different. If you can't get service on that vehicle, don't buy it. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be angry. You're going to be upset.
So what's the equivalent of that in the estate world? How do you provide that service for
it? Well, after the...
You pay once.
And there's a one-time fee, there's a one-time flat fee.
And then the service is there forever.
Right. And then after the trust is ready, we come over to you and we do the notary work. Then we go to the banks and then we talk about all the money that needs to be funded in there. If you have life insurance or other types of financial contracts, those need to be listed in there. And then after we get it done and we think we got everything exactly the way you want it, 3 months later, we like to come back after the dust is settled, no pun intended around here, Scott.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
And we just double check and say, hey, okay, Mom and Dad, are you guys still happy with what you got here? You need me. And your first year changes are at no additional cost. Your second year changes are just like up to only $25 a page. And why that is because your trust is on a nice binder, and the legal professional, all he has to do is go to that page and make that amendment, and it's done. It's that simple.
And this is how you avoid probate, right?
Well,
and everybody knowing every, you know, vehicle you have, every home you have, every, you know.
Well, here in North Dakota and a lot of different states, we have properties in the Lakes area. A lot of times you'll be visiting with people, and they have property in Arizona, and they have property in Texas because they are snowbirds. People don't realize every single state you have property in is a separate probate. Separate probate. What is a probate? That's a really good question. I get a lot of that, too. That's the next good question. A probate used to be really decent. I mean, when you die, it's really a tool to make sure people get the money that you owe your money to. But in the past several years, it's really become a ploy for all the, I'd say, the attorneys, simply because if you have a will or if you do not have a will, by law, by state statute, that everything that you have, if you have property, is automatically has to be probated. Then what?
Unless what?
Unless you have a properly funded, well-written trust.
So this is how you avoid probate.
That's how you avoid it. Absolutely, yep.
And again, save taxes.
Oh, yeah. There's
a lot of taxes. We'll talk about that when we come back. But I again would say, more than anything, peace of mind.
Peace of mind is the biggest thing.
Family unity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services with us. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Pukwich in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Pukwich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
Hey, Scott Hinton, you're so excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. A blackout 22 GMC Acadia. Boy, is this sharp. Preferred package, floor liner package, the Elevation Edition package. Right on the show floor, unless somebody went and moved it in the last few minutes. So you can check that out on the strip. Or you know what? Go online, get your Buick GMC or one of the 75 used vehicles, most of which come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Right online for you at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back with Mark Wagner. We're talking trust today, probate, talking about peace of mind at the time when you pass, and mom and dad deciding, okay, here's what we have, here's where it's going to go, but the benefits of that are many. We mentioned taxes before the break.
Right.
Now, number one, probate is a costly endeavor.
It can be. People don't realize that when you have a will is simply a set of instructions for a judge to enforce. He first of all has to authenticate that you died, authenticate, then he just turns around and hands it to probate attorneys. They can, some people say it's a simple probate, but I tell you what, it's all, your information for your family is 100% Public
record. But it's all public record, yes, and also costly. What do they charge?
Well, that's a good question. typically it can be anywhere from 2 to even up to 7%. And you don't think that's as much, but you start talking land at $3,000 to $4,000 an acre. I mean, it's insane. A lot of these farmers have a section of land or a quarter of a land. Just in probate fees will be insane. So,
and talk the tax structure on a irrevocable trust.
Well, not necessarily irrevocable, but a revocable trust, it's there's a lot of benefit there. Benefit meaning there's over almost $17 million more that you can have on a trust than you can have on a will. The tax exemption for your estate, if you just have a will, is like $5.2 million. But when you get a trust, a revocable living trust, you can have 11.2, I think it's a little bit more now, it's like $11.75 million per person. So if you have a couple, you can easily be over $22 million. And what happens then after the first person passes, you can port their $11.75 million to the person that passed, and then the person that's alive has 11.75, and it's going to be growing every year. But when they pass, because of the combined exemption, your estate has to be over $25 million to be taxed. And I think that's wonderful. But you want to remember, Scott, you talked about history. History always does what?
Repeats itself.
You know what they wanted to do last year? By one vote, Scott, I call him Munchin, but I think I pronounced his name wrong.
From
West Virginia. Yeah. If he would have voted yes with the Democrats, your state exemption would be $3 million.
Yeah.
With inflation and everything else, I mean, not just that, but if you had other money that transferred over to kids, the taxes on that have been over 40%.
And they're not done trying.
So what I tell people is history always repeats itself. Why are we in the crosshairs? Do something to protect your family, but not only that, protect your heirs. So if there's a divorce in your family, you know, we had a divorce in our family too. 50% of all marriages end up in divorce, and what will happen is, your one that you love so much, when you get a divorce, guess what? How much, if that's in his personal name, how much is she going to get? Up to 50%.
Yeah. And there again, this is where we talk about peace of mind. Talk about protecting from guardianship, Mark.
Guardianship is, if you ever hear an attorney talking about guardianship, he'll say it's 10 times worse than talking about probate, because when you're incapacitated, if you don't have the right paperwork for guardianship, your family will have to go ahead and petition to court to be their guardian. Then everything that they have to do to your estate and to help you has to be reported to, and they're going to make sure that there's no fraud involved, that if you're paying yourself, because all the running and around you're doing for the family to help mom and dad, that can be miserable. So when you set up a revocable living trust, one of the documents that you get in your power of attorney is a clause for a legal guardian, and they put you down as a legal guardian, so you don't have to hire an attorney to be the guardian of your parents. And that's exactly what happens. And then everything you did is, everything that's said in there is public record, and it's going to cost you a retainer just to get a lawyer for that, maybe $5,000.
You know, so grab a pen, folks, because the one thing that happens often is people say, okay, I've got to do this. They file it away, and then they forget. But we get a calls a lot, and that's why we asked Mark to come back on. What's the number for the trust guy? The trust guy is Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Write this number down now. Tell us your number, Mark.
It's 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. And what I like to share is, you'd never have to use, we've negotiated fees with attorneys. You don't have to use the ones that we have. You can use anyone that you want. But if you do, the fees for attorney are what, Scott? 100% flat. Yeah, are they reasonable?
Oh my gosh, unbelievable!
Are they reasonable?
I couldn't wait to write the check, and I'm never in a hurry to write a check, but I'm like,
North Dakota people love value.
Yeah,
so let's give them the value they deserve with the peace of mind that's coupled along with that.
No,
it's a win-win. It really is.
And a great attorney, Chris Canelli. So again, if you prefer your attorney, that's fine. But Mike,
you certainly can.
Mark's got a flat rate with the attorneys. So, and the website, if you want to just find out more about this before you call, ND, obviously just like North Dakota, ndestateservices.com. Protect, preserve, pass it on. Peace of mind, a happy death. ndestateservices.com. 318-0908. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, Scott. Thank you, listeners, for replying. We really appreciate that.
On your travels today, how about some comfort food? PetroServe USA. Any fresh-baked muffin, 99 cents today, too. Mm-mm, good. PetroServe USA. It's a dangerous world. The Ukraine war. China threatening Taiwan. North Korea firing missiles. Iran is close to a nuclear bomb. Now Grant Stinchfield is asking if Joe Biden is putting America in real danger. All this week, watch Stinchfield's special on Newsmax, Dangerous Joe. It looks at how Joe Biden's decisions are really hurting America. Stinchfield speaks to top military experts. Some even warn of a surprise attack. And Stinchfield looks at the Trump factor in all of this. Watch Dangerous Joe on Stinchfield, 7 p.m. Central tonight on Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. 20 million Americans watch it all the time. I do too. Get Newsmax on major cable and streaming platforms, or download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android to watch now. I made the switch to Newsmax, so check out Stinchfield tonight and make the switch too.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.